yeah. It's Dr. Sky on Rosie on the House.
I love that song. Great choice, Mike.
Dr. Sky, what is the news on shooting to the moon, baby?
Well, Rosie, there's some real exciting news coming here, and this is great because amazing. In the year 2017, technology rules, and there's a company called Moon Express. It's the first time that the United States government, the White House, State Department, and NASA have actually approved a private enterprise company to actually travel beyond the Earth's orbit. Now, we know that Elon Musk, of course, with SpaceX, he's been supplying the International Space Station and doing other things. Great, great technology from Elon Musk and SpaceX. But here's a group of people headed by a gentleman named Naveen Jain, a billionaire who's been involved in the high technology world for so many years. He and his team have got this approval. And with that approval, there's something really interesting. They're looking to score what the people at Google have called the Google Lunar X Prize. And what's that? It's a prize where if you were able to send a spacecraft, it has to be a robotic spacecraft, successfully landed on the moon, travel about 500 meters, you know, running around on the surface of the moon.
Okay.
And the last part of the deal is you have to transmit HD video images back to the Earth, do it successfully. And if you do that and you're the first, you get $20 million from the good folks at Google. Second place is $5 million, and then there's a bonus prize of another $5 million. But this is great because, you know, I've interviewed Naveen on my shows, and we're working together to hopefully try to get the message out. But it's not just about sending robotic spacecraft there. But could you imagine that, Rosie? This year, they're going to be attempting some launches, and they already have taken, you know, possession or leased some of those older Kennedy Space Center launch pads. So this is amazing. So they're ready to do this. They've got some really great, you know, high-tech technology gurus working on this. But could you imagine this? Let's say we're sitting here, and all of a sudden we go on the computer, and even if you had to pay a little bit of money, you know, use your credit card or what have you, to earn moon points, imagine driving one of those rovers on the surface of the moon. Now, that's cool, don't you think?
Now, with first prize being $20 million, somebody's going to take a big loss to win that prize, right?
I'm sure they will, but you know, the cool news is, you know, now the government's starting to recognize, and, you know, they with the FAA, they grant you the permission. You could build the biggest rocket in the world, let's say right out of the studios there of KTAR. You could have all the good intentions in the world, but you got to do it with the permission thing. And they got the permission slip to do this. But here's the here's the evolution of this whole company, and this is real. They plan on then developing beyond this period of time. Nobody has an exact date. Manned exploration of the moon. And talking to Naveen, I mean, this is his pipe dream. No, it's his real mission. He believes in this, and so does his team, that eventually we could get people to travel to the moon in an economical way that they're still trying to work that out. But the good news is that it's possible, and we all know that the technology is there to do this. So this is a big step, and isn't it amazing to be alive in these wonderful times where technology, literally the limit, no ended, right?
Pretty exciting. I'll be out the next couple nights camping myself far away from any big city, watching the big, big galaxies and stars, and it is never a never-ending source of wonderment for me.
Just how beautiful.
Just to lay there on the cot and stare up at the sky. You've got a couple events coming up on the calendar here real quick. We've got about a minute and a half.
Sure, Rosie. No, we're always doing it. We have to thank you, our last Dr. Sky, for my birthday, the cruise on the Dolly Steamboat. Many listeners of Rosie on the House, thank you, Rosie, and your family for helping us. Well, we have another one. If you missed that one, give them a call. That's the Dolly Steamboat. February 25th, Saturday, we sail 5 p.m. for another Dr. Sky cruise. A wonderful dinner, a gourmet meal provided, of course, by good folks that put that together. And you get to see the sky as it was intended. As you know, Rosie, you and your family joined us with the laser show that we do out there. So only 30, 40 miles from the bright lights of Phoenix, you get to experience the dark of the night. And that happens, Rosie, at a beautiful time when, of course, the new moon comes, so we'll get to see the sky as long as the weather permits. And we open up our Lost Dutchman State Park event, our Dr. Sky program, Saturday. Mark it down, folks. March the 11th. That is a $7 per car charge. All the monies we give, of course, to the park to build the continuance of the astronomy programs and our Dr. Sky Solar Trail. And then coming up, if you're going to Sedona this coming Friday night on the 17th, I'm up there at the beautiful Sedona Rouge Hotel and Spa. that evening, 9 p.m. on the third floor observation deck. So the things of Dr. Sky and the programs are moving. And we just took possession of a big, beautiful 42-foot RV-type coach, a big monster. We call it the Sky Ship. So we'll be coming out, Rosie, to locations and doing a nice show with musical acts and everything you'd ever want to know. And, of course, you and your family are most welcome. And I want to say thank you for providing me the opportunity here to be part of the KTAR family. And our Dr. Sky show, as you know, folks, 3 a.m. here, preceding this great show. But, Rosie, more important, thanks for keeping your eyes to the skies with your family.
Well, the Dolly Steamboat is a great family event. I couldn't encourage y'all enough to give it a try. Go to dollysteamboat.com, and you actually book on the tab astronomy tour, and you debark from the Canyon Lake Marina right about sunset. You have a great dinner, and you have Dr. Sky with his incredible laser flashlights pointing to things that are going on above you. It's an education like you've never had before. When we did do it last February, we did have several families join us. It's a great activity. The Lost Dutchman Park nights, those are all open to family as well, right?
Yes, absolutely, Rosie. And that we get a lot of people there because the truth is, on the boat, it can't bring the telescope because if I show you something, by the time your eye gets there, it's already moved. But there at the Lost Dutchman State Park, it's a beautiful place. And, Rosie, I can't think of a finer place among many in the valley. But that's a really beautiful place with that surreal backdrop of the beautiful Superstition Mountain. So we'll see everybody there on Saturday, March 11th, as we open up those programs. And then we have our big wine tasting and food event. That'll be April the 8th, and we'll hopefully talk more about that. We have a full dinner, music, we have all kinds of vendors out there, and then we do the Dr. Sky Show, all to support that beautiful park in the East Valley, Lost Dutchman State Park.
Fantastic. Dr. Sky, thank you for joining us this Saturday morning on the Valentine's Day edition, as well as the Statehood Day edition of Rosie on the House. Don't miss Dr. Sky. Excellent program.
He just has a way of drawing you in, doesn't he? He explains it, and you feel like, hey, I can get this.
Yes. So now we have a race to the Mars and a race to the moon for civilians. Oh, boy, this is going to be fun. She's gone. Lucy in the sky.